This morning I want us to think together about the phrase, depend on it. Really more than that, I want us to think together about the different aspects of dependence. Let's think about the word and the idea of dependence. There are different aspects of that, and I want us to spend some time kind of working through that together this morning. To help us with that, we're going to look at a lot of different scriptures this morning, but we're going to begin in John chapter 8 at verse 36. If you have your copy of scripture with you, look with me in John chapter 8. If you don't have a Bible with you, you can just look at the top of the order of worship because we've printed the verse there in your order of worship. But we're going to get to that verse in just a few minutes, and then we're going to take off from there and look at a number of verses. But I wanted us to think about the different aspects of dependence. And the first one that I want us to think about is this word independence. You know, that's what the 4th of July really is all about. It's the 4th of July is not really the name of the holiday. It's Independence Day, right? You knew that. It'd be kind of like calling Christmas December 25. We don't do that. I'm not sure why we do it for July 4, but we do. We call it July 4. Really, it's Independence Day. And as you know, the idea is that we're celebrating the fact that we are independent nation, that we are on our own, that we're no longer colonies of some other nation. And so we use that word independence to describe how we are our own nation. We use that word in a number of ways, don't we? If you think about the word independence, we want our kids to grow up to be independent. And that's part of our job as parents. We're to help them learn independence so that they can take care of themselves along the way. And another way we use the term, we all want to be financially independent. You know, none of us wants to depend on someone else to hand us what we need to survive. None of us wants to depend on someone to give us the money we need and give us the material things that we need. We want to be financially independent. And so we get that idea. As Americans, we're familiar with the idea of independence, especially as Texans, we're familiar with that concept of independence. We want we see independence and freedom as the same thing. But that's where we actually make a mistake. Because independence is not really the same thing as freedom. We feel like it is because that's how we got our freedom, by declaring our independence. The way we are able to experience freedom and to protect freedom is by being an independent nation. But independence and freedom are not really the same thing. And when that kind of came together for me was when I decided I needed to preach about independence on Independence Day weekend. And so I went to the scriptures to find out, what does the Bible say about independence? And did you know that independence, in its true definition, is really not here? There's not much of a biblical concept of independence. Let me show you what I mean. If you look up independence in the Bible, you're not going to find it. If you look it up in the dictionary, however, it's easily found. Listen to the definitions of independence and see why that's not going to wind up in Scripture in reference to our relationship to God or one another for that matter. Here is independence according to the dictionary: not influenced or controlled by others in matters of opinion or conduct. So nobody can tell me what to do or think. or how to feel. Well, we know that's not scriptural because God's going to tell us who we are to be. Another definition is not subject to another's authority or jurisdiction. Not depending or contingent upon something else for existence, operation, etc. Not relying on another or others for aid or support. So what I'm arguing this morning is that spiritually speaking, we do not find freedom in independence. Spiritually, the inverse is true. Spiritually, how do we find real freedom? Not in independence, but in dependence. That second word, that second aspect of this great idea of dependence, just the word dependence. Believe it or not, spiritually speaking, that's where we are set free. And so our text in John chapter 8 at verse 36, if therefore the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Independence says, I can. I got this. I am all I need. Beloved, when we come to God and say, I am all I need, we're not going to get very far. Instead, if we come to Him and say, you are all I need, we depend on Him fully. It is then that we enter into a relationship with Christ that changes us and sets us free. Free from what? Free from sin. Why? Because now He's in charge instead of that sin that controlled you. Free from the law. Now the law doesn't dictate to us how we act. Instead, the Holy Spirit guides us in how to please God. We're set free. We're set free from death because we know that when life ends on this earth, we are entered into the presence of Jesus Christ for all eternity. We're set free. But that freedom doesn't come through independence. It comes through dependence on Him. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 1 clarifies that for us. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. He wants us to be free. And so it was for that freedom that He wants us to have that He set us free. Notice that's the way you find freedom is when He sets you free. We depend on Him for that freedom. You can't figure it out on your own. When we depend on the one who brings freedom, we are indeed set free. Therefore, stand firm and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. As you know, in Galatians, he is speaking about specifically the law. There were those who were saying, even though you're a believer, even though you're a Christian, you still have to go back and you have to obey all of the Old Testament law. And Paul is saying, that's not the role of the law anymore. We've been set free from that role that the law played as our tutor to teach us our need for Jesus. It's already fulfilled its purpose. Jesus has come. Now we're set free from the law. And so when we come to Christ, we depend on Him. He is the one who sets us free. We are wise when we depend on Him. We come to Him with that independent attitude. What we are saying is we don't need you. And if you think you don't need Him, you can't find Him. Proverbs chapter 3. Trust in the Lord. You remember, was it last week, we talked about the faith and trust is not just having that little step stool thing, but it's actually stepping on top of it. To trust is to put your full weight in that thing. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Depend on Him fully. In all your ways, submit to Him. Depend on Him fully. And He will make your paths straight. It is in that dependence on Him that we find freedom, that our paths are made straight, that we have purpose in life. Isn't it good to know that we can depend on Him, that He's there for us? Scripture in Old Testament and in New Testament, by the way, uses a picture of God like a mother bird with us as her babies under her wing. Let me show you some of those through the Psalms. Psalm 36 and 7, how priceless is your unfailing love, O God. People take refuge in the shadow of your wings. We can depend on Him. He will cover you in Psalm 91. He will cover you with His feathers. Under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. Psalm 17, then, is our prayer. Let this be your prayer this week of Independence Day. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings. Celebrate the independence of our nation, but celebrate the dependence upon God, that we know we can depend on Him because He will be there. Keep me, we pray, as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings. And then let this be our declaration. I long to dwell in your tent forever and take refuge in the shelter of your wings. I encourage you this week to have and to celebrate a declaration of dependence. I declare that I depend on Almighty God. I long to dwell in your tent forever and take refuge in the shelter of your wings. You remember we used to sing, I need thee, oh, I need thee, every hour I need thee. It's not the kind of dependence that says you need to know that you need God, so you walk the aisle, you pray the prayer so that you say you need God, and then you're set. No, I think the hymn got this part right. Every hour I need thee. It is a life of dependence upon Him. Every hour I need thee, and I'll not forget that. I will take refuge in the shelter of your wings. That explains then how we are to relate to God. Not independence, but dependence. That's how we relate to God. But what about how we relate to each other? When I was at seminary, I was blessed with the opportunity to be kind of an intern. That wasn't really the title, but I was kind of an intern at First Baptist Burleson under Brother Mike Milburn. And during that time, the Minister of Education was Dr. Rick Yount. Dr. Yount, we just had an informal conversation one time, and he said something that was old news to him. He had taught it many, many times, and he thought everybody knew it, but it was brand new concept to me, and because it was so new, it was like that light bulb went off, and it has stayed with me all these years, and it's been a lot of years since seminary. But here's what he taught me. He said, when children are first born, they're completely dependent on someone else. Think about it. They can't feed themselves. They can't take care of themselves. They can't even stand up. They can't walk. They are completely dependent on someone else. Over time, as they grow and mature, they become independent. They know how to stand on their own two feet. They know how to walk. They know how to go to the refrigerator and get that snack that they want. They know how to find the Oreos. They become independent as they grow and mature. And our goal then is to grow and mature to the next step, and that is we start dependent, we become independent, and then as we grow and mature, we learn what is called interdependence. That interdependence is you and I are related to one another in such a way that I need you and you need me, and we're here for each other. We depend on one another. And as he taught that, as he explained, that's how we develop. That stayed with me, and I've thought about that through the years. And I think the same thing happens spiritually. Because when we first acknowledge our sin and we first come to God, our initial reaction is total dependence. I need you. And then once we get that salvation settled, we oftentimes, probably most if not all of us, go through a time of independence where we say, now that I'm saved, I've got this. I've got to start living the right way. I've got to start doing the right things. I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm going to commit myself to Him. I'm going to do this and this and this. And then as we continue to grow and mature as Christians, we realize, hey, there's something bigger than me here. And what I want instead of independence in Christ is interdependence with my brothers and sisters in Christ. And so we learn independence as we begin to acknowledge our need one for another. Proverbs 27 and 17, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. You know, that's how you'd keep the sharp edge on the sword. You'd rub the two swords together, and that would knock off all the little chinks and the little spurs, and it cleans the edge. It keeps it nice and sharp. You run the two swords together, and as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. But in order for that to happen, those two people have to come in contact. Interdependence, which is why we do Bible study on Sunday morning, which is why we have small group opportunities throughout the year, which is why we have fellowship opportunities. It is in order to build those relationships and make sure we come into contact with one another that we might sharpen one another. Interdependence. You see, no believer is called to be a Lone Ranger Christian. Does anybody remember the Lone Ranger? Hi-yo, Silver! The Lone Ranger. The idea there was that he was a member of a posse of rangers. There were six of them. And they trusted the wrong person, and this person whom they trusted led them into an ambush. And all six of the rangers were attacked in this ambush. Five of them died. Tonto came upon one who was still barely alive and brought that one back into strength. And he was the only ranger remaining of the six. He was the lone ranger. Beloved, none of us need ever feel like the Lone Ranger Christian. None of us is ever called to a Lone Ranger Christianity. So often people tell me, I don't need the church. I worship God on my time, in my way. I do, he and I are fine. I go to the lake and I do it my way. That's great. Except you're missing half the New Testament. I mean, that's fine. If that works for you, I'm glad you have a relationship with God. I'm glad your eternity is set. You're just missing out on half the experience that he wants you to experience. Because none of us are intended to be alone. Instead, there's an interdependency where we all need one another. We are a family, brothers and sisters in Christ. We are one body. 1 Corinthians 12, you are Christ's body and individually members of it. We each come together in the right spot at the right time to make up the physical body of Christ in the world today. We're all members of the same body. Hebrews 10 reminds us then, let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another. And all the more as you see the day approaching. We need one another, and the good thing is we have one another. So we stay connected. We do the hard work of getting along in order that we can be interdependent as a way of expressing our appreciation for the freedom that we have in Christ when we are dependent upon Him. That's a lot to cover in one message: independence and dependence and interdependence. And how do you fit all that together? Don't be overwhelmed or confused. Just remember this and you'll be fine. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. When we love Him with all that we are rightly related to Him in a position of dependency. And when we love one another as we love ourselves, we will be rightly related to one another in a relationship of interdependency. Love God with all that you are. Love one another as you love yourself. And we grow together. Father, we thank you for freedom. But we recognize freedom is not independence. We thank you for the freedom that we have when we depend on you through Jesus Christ. Help us this day that we might truly celebrate freedom. Not only the freedom of a nation, but the freedom that we have in you, the freedom we have from the law, sin, death, and hell. The freedom that we have from having to be cool all the time or having to impress people or show off. The freedom that we have from a desperate addiction to attention. Lord, help us to celebrate freedom, to experience it in its fullness as we totally depend on you. As we celebrate our freedoms this week, Father, I pray that you'd help us to love you with everything we've got and to love one another as we love ourselves. Toward that end, we pray it all for Christ's glory and in His name.